goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. And the video scope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can, mental telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on, and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. My name is Paul Bruno. We are just about at the end of my weekly program here at WFMU. We just heard from The Photos with The Last Time. That is from their self-titled debut album from 1980, but on a bonus disc that was included with some copies of The Photos' debut album called The Blackmail Tapes, which are their earliest demos. When the band had just changed their name and added a singer, they used to be Satan's Rats. And you have to figure those Blackmail tapes started as Satan's Rats songs. A little bit more raw than what it wound up on the album, which is good stuff. So, not complaining there, but great to hear those early versions there. Part of that, Alvilda with Alvilda. I love a band with a self-titled song. An eponymous song, if you will. That is from their album Sest Deha Lehur, which came out in October on the Static Shock label. I'm a little late getting to this one, but pretty terrific poppy, punky power pop there. Speaking of which, Protex before that with Strange Things, getting that from the Cherry Red Collection. Shell Shock Rock, Alternative Blast from Northern Ireland, 1977 to 1984. I'm not sure if that's the same version of the that song that wound up on Protex's Strange Obsessions album. Sounds a little different to me, but yeah. I'll let someone else determine that. Part of that, The Descendants with Kabuki Girl from the Milo Goes to College album from 1982. And at the top of the set, Detention, New Jersey's own Detention with Beach. From a new collection of theirs called Dead Rock and Rollers, which collects their classic Dead Rock and Rollers single and a bunch of other material from around the same time, which would be the mid-80s. That's new on the Left 4 Dead label. And that is it for me. So let me tell you that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockin County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. So thank you all for listening, and until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned to WFMU and to Radio Row with guest DJ Anil Akon, which I'm probably mispronouncing, but stay tuned nonetheless. Thanks, everyone.
Street girl used to live in the towers, real sweet.
freaky. Valentine's Day. Klaus, no me, no me.
Stay here. Trust. Wait.
Yaroy, gel gizli gizli. to find that light carved her bone from her life into this now singing flute. Now 27 years since the last bird stopped singing and there's no more, no sea to run to. From the soul, so much is true. Yet the sky is bright, tears on my cheeks blue. Everything reminds me of you.
Self.
sleep at all. And I'm constantly thinking about you, and I can't get through this at all.
It's gonna run coming. David Coulter. WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.
Yeah, that's it.
Greetings, friends.
Greetings, WFMU listeners. We are
Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? I'm Carol Gimble, I'm here with...
Colin Bryant.
And you just heard...
XTC doing Andy Partridge's song, It's Nearly Africa, to which Andy Partridge, in some interview... Andy Partridge, the leader of XTC, you know, or the co-leader. Was Colin Moulding also considered like equal billing, even though he was like the George Harrison of XTC. He only wrote like one or two songs per album. Anyway, Andy Partridge said that about that song, a little celebration of all things primitive, of how we should slow down and appreciate being basically animals in the good sense of the word, how we should realize we're really very primitive and find the joy in that rather than racing onwards through technology and losing our realness. That's what he said the song was about. So there you go. However, not to try to push your bodies any faster because we're dancing with disaster and the first will be the last. It's nearly Africa. We're going to take you through a little bit more of around the continent of Africa, which used to be referred to as the Dark Continent decades ago, I guess because of mysterious to people who do not know. But it has some of the richest tradition of music, both folk and classical, of their own local brand in this world, and the greatest cultural diversity on the planet as far as different cultures of human beings all coexisting or trying to coexist and, you know, governmentally being messed with is something that we need to start maybe getting used to right here.
Well, I mean, Black History Month was trying to be messed with, but
now what happened there?
I don't even know. But
I don't follow
we're
news.
We're celebrating, you know, it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't follow news. I don't. I do know who's the president of the United States now. I can hardly help but.
Well, what about the news here at the station? Was anybody at the movie on Thursday? I didn't get there. Scott hosted a David Lynch.
Oh yes, David, the one movie that I haven't seen, the one that we both wanted to see. And we didn't come. What was that? We're looking it up right now. That's how efficient we are. We're up to date.
Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then our station leader was back on the air on Wednesday. Ken was back on the air.
Thank you, Ken, for getting better. And for not firing us, yet another week goes by without getting fired from WFMU.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't do anything wrong last time, did we?
I don't know. Well, who was that I was listening to? I forget his name, and he does that long train of thought on Thursdays around 4 or 5 o'clock. And he said...
Holistic Soup? What's that? What's the name of... I'm just making that up.
Yeah. And he was saying,
he just talks nonsense for an
but
hour.
But he
right?
said some bad words. I mean, he didn't say bad words.
No,
but
he didn't.
He implied them.
That's okay. As long as you don't upset someone who will report you to the FCC, and then the FCC has to investigate, and then they have to deem it actually offensive.
But can you tell I'm a classical musician? I'm like all worried about the rules all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, no parallel fifths, girl. No parallel octaves, except where you can get away with it, like J.S. Bach proved. No, Bach never did a parallel fifth, did he? Only parallel octaves he did.
Well, okay, moving on from that. Are we getting excited about the marathon? This is our first marathon.
I know. The marathon's coming up where we're going to just start hitting you, our listeners, over the head for donations. Because you know why? Without you, the listeners, we would not be on the air at all. WFMU would not exist. And also, because of that very fact that we are listener-supported, we are able to play for you what you actually want to hear, which is like actually good stuff.
Well, I was thinking, what is the biggest kind of motivator